Britain's ambassador to the United Nations, Jeremy Greenstock, says a draft resolution the United States and Britain will introduce in the UN Security Council envisions United Nations and other country involvement in a gradual transition to a new government in Iraq. The British UN envoy spoke in Washington Thursday about post-war coalition plans for Iraq. Mr. Greenstock says Iraq is now in a period in which coalition forces are shouldering the responsibilities under international law of occupying powers. That is the description that will be contained in the draft resolution Britain and the United States will propose to the Security Council. The United States has asked for consultations Friday morning to circulate the draft, which would call for an immediate lifting of United Nations economic sanctions imposed after Iraq's invasion of Kuwait in 1990. Mr. Greenstock says although the situation in Iraq may appear to many at the moment to be dominated by coalition military forces, the United Nations already has a growing humanitarian role. He says the appointment of a United Nations coordinator to work with the coalition would be an important step toward internationalizing the reconstruction process.
An internationalization which the United Kingdom regards as wholly essential for the successful conduct of this whole period post-conflict in Iraq, which must involve a vital role for the United Nations, and which I predict will become increasingly international as we move through these phases.
During an interim period, he says, could last a number of months, Mr. Greenstock says coalition partners will work with Iraqis on the beginnings of a transitional administration. They outline the roadmap of sorts that the coalition has in mind.
We've started with military action. We intend to end with an Iraq run by an internationally accepted government, by a representative set of Iraqis, for all Iraqis, in sustained stability and economic reconstruction. That's where we want to end up, with the coalition out and away from Iraq, which belongs to Iraqis only.
Mr. Greenstock says it's hoped a transitional Iraqi administration would govern for perhaps a year or two, leading to constitutional decisions and a fully elected government. Amid reports of continued looting and other instability in Iraq, the British ambassador says it's clear the hand of the rule of law is not firmly established in the country. Appearing with Mr. Greenstock was Jordan's ambassador to the United Nations, Prince Zayed Ra'ad Zayed Al Hussein, recalling United Nations peacekeeping operations in Bosnia, Kosovo, and East Timor. He echoed concerns about the rule of law in Iraq and raised the possibility of a pan-Arab police force.
That the Allies should, as the first and immediate priority, above and beyond almost everything else, strive to put in place a large Arab Islamic civilian police force, impose the former Iraqi criminal code in keeping with customary international law and specifically Article 43 of the 1907 Hague Convention on Land Warfare, with modifications here and there if necessary, until a new penal code is drafted, and create functioning courts with credible magistrates.
The Jordanian UN ambassador suggested Jordan, Egypt, Tunisia, and Morocco as possible contributors to such a force, but added that this should happen under the umbrella of the Security Council. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.